here on the Total Theater Tony Show, coming up to a really big category with some great people in it. Lead actress in a musical, and who better to talk about the members of this category than Jesse Green, who is the theater critic of New York Magazine. He was on our show last year, and we are very proud and happy to welcome him back. Welcome back, Jesse.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Good to be here.
Just off mic before, you were telling us that March and April were rather crazy in the Broadway theater. They grouped together a third of the season in 2 weeks. Was that really a lot crazier for you than usual?
It felt like it was. I think there's a perception that's increasing among the producers that if they don't open their big shows, the big Tony-based shows, within, say, 6 to 8 weeks of the cutoff, which is typically in the end of the third week of April, that voters and nominators won't remember their shows. And sad to say, if you look at the actual nominations, there's some proof of that. So I don't see it getting any better anytime soon.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't have been surprised if, say, Honeymoon in Vegas had opened a little bit later or stayed running a little longer. That would have gotten more nominations or a couple of shows that came and went before January. Had they opened later, we would have seen them more represented in the Tonys. But that happens every year.
It happens every year, and it's impossible to prove everything. But this is a business of rumor and paranoia and hoping to find science in randomness. So, you know, if it seems to work, they're going to do it, and then they're going to double down.
But you also review off-Broadway, correct?
Yes, I do.
So I would assume there are other times of the year that are crazy, too. It's just this happens to be a big concatenation of Broadway shows.
Yes, although there are other reasons that those parts of the season are so heavy. And off-Broadway, unfortunately, just sort of follows the lead. They like to open a lot of shows in the spring because then they run through the early part of the summer. Then they close down for August when everyone wants to go away and there's not so much of a New York audience for off-Broadway. So you get a lot of bunching both off-Broadway and on Broadway. And no matter what the critics say to try to stop it, it's just not going to stop.
Well, we're keeping it going here. I mean, I'm as guilty as anybody by doing an annual Tony show. I should be doing an off-Broadway show at some point. But here we are with Jesse Green, and we're here to talk about a big category, lead actress in a musical. And the nominees are Kristen Chenoweth for On the 20th Century, Leanne Cope for An American in Paris, Beth Malone in Fun Home, Kelly O'Hara for The King and I, and Chita Rivera for The Visit. Mr. Green, your thoughts, please.
Well, it's one of the closest and best categories in years. This was not one of those categories where they didn't have enough people to fill it, and where the performances were all worthy of notice, not perhaps all of them as much as some of them. So clearly the race is between three of these women, Kristen Chenoweth and Kelly O'Hara and Chita Rivera, and each of them brings a different kind of chemistry to the category. It's going to be very interesting to see how it happens. It's possible that there will be a split, that the two most prominent of these actresses will split the vote and the third will come up the middle. And it's even possible, that very rare thing, where there could be a tie. But I think at this point what I'm hearing is that Kristen Chenoweth is favored to win for a number of reasons we can discuss if that's of interest.
Well, yes, it is of interest. In other words, that's why we're having you on the air here. But also, who do you think should win, as well as why do you think Kristen is the leader so far?
Well, should win is a really difficult thing. I mean, that involves believing in the meaning of these awards in the first place. And then if you believe in them, what do they mean? So if you're talking about who is giving the best performance, well, does that involve also the best show? In other words, are they doing the best work in the show that most benefits from their best work? And, you know, you start getting into the philosophy, and it's very difficult to answer. I would say I'd be really happy with either Chenoweth or O'Hara winning for different reasons. Chenoweth is giving what some people call a Chenoweth performance, and to me, that's just grand. You know, no one works as hard as Kristen Chenoweth to make sure every beat of a comedy or drama, if that's what she's doing, makes sense and is as fully inhabited as her many skills and talents allow her to do. And on the 20th Century, she has a perfect role, and she perfectly carries it. It's really a stunningly good piece of work. So that would be great by me. Mm-hmm. And O'Hara, Kelly O'Hara, is, you know, d- doing a beautiful job with a drama that happens to have some songs. The King and I is, she has three or four songs. It's not as big a musical, and there's a lot more emphasis on the acting, and she is beautifully up to it and gives a very moving performance. So I'd be fine with either of them. And even if Chita Rivera won for work that I don't think is at the same level, because I don't think the show is as successful, that is to say The Visit, but I'm all fine with if they want to give her an award for the amazing career she's had and her stick-to-itiveness and her endurance, that's okay with me too. So I'd be really fine with any of those women winning. But I Kelly O'Hara, I adore her. I never don't like her, but she is always around. And that she may be diluting her brand in a way. As much as she's giving to Broadway, she may be taking away from herself as a strategist for awards. This is her sixth nomination, I believe.
Right, and she is due, certainly. I mean, she's been wonderful in pretty much everything. But you're figuring every year we'll have another nominated Kelly O'Hara performance, so we only have to give her one this year.
Right, and Chenoweth only comes around, you know, once every half decade or so.
Well, I mean, her last go-round was not a nominatable thing for Promises, Promises. She was kind of wrong for it.
Yeah, and when was that, like 4 or 5 years ago?
Oh, I guess maybe it was. It doesn't feel that long ago, but yeah.
But in any case, Kelly O'Hara has made a commitment to Broadway that basically means every season, and often really excellent work. And as much as one would like to think the world rewards that, there's a way in which I think the world dismisses that or gets used to that and waits for the person who isn't here as often, because who knows when she'll be back.
Now, let's not leave aside the also, well, I don't want to call them also-rans, but let's talk a little bit about the other people in the category. What did you think of Leanne Cope in An American in Paris?
Well, Leanne Cope is a dancer with the Royal Ballet. She does dance beautifully in An American in Paris. She barely sings in the show, and when she does, it's okay. She's not an actress, let's put it that way. I think that was a position in the nominating that could have gone to someone else. And same with Beth Malone in Fun Home, who is superb.
Uh-huh.
Not to some standards. You might not even think it was a leading role. It feels more like a supporting role, as the other women who are playing the same character at different ages were all nominated in the supporting role. I could have been happy if either of those two positions were filled by some of the other women this season.
Well, such as, were there any egregious omissions in your mind?
I wouldn't say egregious, because I think the nominators did a pretty good job, all told.
Mm-hmm.
But some people find it egregious that Erin Davey and or Emily Padgett from Sideshow were not recognized. Of course, their show failed, and the Tonys aren't generally about people doing good work and failures, although sometimes it is. Some people would like to have seen some notice for Rachel Tucker, who was excellent in the Sting's show, The Last Ship, but again, that was a failure. And, there's some sentiment also concerning Lisa Howard, the wonderful actress-singer who is starring in It Should Have Been You, which is not yet a failure, but many people think won't be making it much past the Tonys.
Got it. And last question for Jesse Green of New York Magazine. What was your favorite show, play or musical, of the whole season? And it doesn't have to be on Broadway.
Wow. Well, that's hard to answer. Among musicals, you know, I think I'm pretty happy with Fun Home winning the Tony Award. And even if it doesn't, I think it's probably the best musical I saw this year, with the competition coming from its public theater colleague, Hamilton, but we can hold off on that till next year when it comes to Broadway. And I also very much enjoyed The King and I revival and Something Rotten, which is a good old-fashioned musical comedy that does exactly what it sets out to do. So that's what I say about musicals. I think there's a lot of plays, both on Broadway and off-Broadway, that don't get as much attention, and among them were a marvelous play called Father Comes Home from the Wars, also at the Public Theater, by Susan Laurie Parks, that I admire tremendously. And Between Riverside and Crazy, which won the Drama Critics Circle Award by Stephen Adley Gerges. On Broadway, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime and Skylight by David Hare.
Wow. Just love the way you rattled those off, and those all sound like really strong contenders in your world. If you were creating the Tonys.
Yes. When I give my personal Tonys,
Which you can do, and which people can read. Jesse Green is, of course, the theater critic for New York Magazine. You can read his reviews in print. But if you want them really, really quick, there's another way that you can read his reviews. What is that, Jesse?
Well, all the reviews appear on opening night by 10 p.m. right there on our culture website at New York Magazine called vulture.com. And then later on, when there's room, you know, print magazines are not the healthiest industry in the world. They're often in print as well. But the way to get the news fresh and hot is at vulture.com.
Fresh and hot at vulture.com. What are you looking forward to? What are you excited about for the season coming up besides Hamilton?
Well, I have a feeling that Hamilton is going to blow everything out of the water in terms of not just awards come that time of year, but also in terms of, you know, just attention. There's only so much attention the world can give to these shows, but there are other things happening. There's not very many musicals in the fall, and none of them interest me so terribly, but there are some plays. There's an import called King Charles III, which imagines when Prince Charles finally becomes king, what might happen. And there's a new David Mamet play called China Doll. Let's see what else. There's Keira Knightley appearing in Thérèse Raquin. There's a lot of great stuff happening on Broadway in the fall, just not much of it musical.
Well, musical or otherwise, we thank you so much, Jesse Green, for being with us on our Tony Show. And again, we invite everybody to read him in New York Magazine and everyone to have a great season. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Thank you.